彩色电视的发明差点毁掉整个美国。
The invention of color television almost ruined the entire United States.
这真不是危言耸听。
This is not an exaggeration.
1950年
1950,
美国爆发了一场写进教科书的科技大战。交战
The United States has launched a tech war that will be written into textbooks.
双方是当年全球顶流的两大电子巨头，哥伦比亚广播公司和美国无线电公司。
The two were the two top global electronics giants, Columbia Broadcasting System and American Wireless Company, back then.
他们拼死争夺的是当时全世界最值钱的机器。
They were fighting to the death for the most valuable machines in the world at that time.
彩色电视机
Color TV
这场战争到底有多诡异
How strange is this war?
双方为了赢
Both sides were determined to win
居然动用了联邦法院
Actually, it used the federal court
国会听证
Congressional hearing
甚至拉来军方介入
Even involved the military
最后
Finally,
美国政府亲自下场。
The U.S. government has taken a direct stance.
直接叫停了。
Stopped immediately.
其中一方的产品和被喊停的这家明明是技术上的绝对赢家。
The company that can stop the production of one of the products is the absolute winner in terms of technology.
他的彩电画质吊打所有对手，就连尼克松竞选总统都用它做全程直播。
His color TV picture quality outperformed all competitors, even being used by Nixon's presidential campaign for full-length live broadcasts.
可他还是输得一败涂地。
But he still lost miserably.
因为他的彩电有个致命缺陷。
Because his television had a fatal intervention.
只要这台彩电一开播，全美国几百万台黑白电视会在同一秒直接变成雪花屏。
Finally, when this TV is turned on, millions of black and white TVs across the United States will directly turn into snow screens in the same second.
这简直是一家公司绑架了整个国家。
This is a company that has kidnapped an entire country.
而最终赢下这场大战的，靠的却是一个所有人都瞧不上的野路子。
And in the end, the one who won the battle was actually a nobody.
这个方法一直用到21世纪，数字电视到来才彻底停用。
This method has been used since the 21st century when digital television came into use and has been completely discontinued.
要弄懂这场大战的来龙去脉，
To understand the course of this war,
得从一个你绝对想不到的真相说。
From a truth that you absolutely couldn't imagine.
说起。
Speak.
其实人类第一台彩色电视早在1928年就造出来了。
Actually, the first color television was made in 1928.
你没听错。
You didn't hear me wrong.
就是100年前，只比大清灭亡
It's just like the Qing dynasty, which was wiped out 100 years ago.
晚了十几年。
It's too late.
彩电就诞生了。
The TV was born.
造出这台彩电的是苏格兰发明家约翰·贝尔德。
This television was invented by Scottish inventor John Baird.
他用的原材料荒唐到你不敢信。
The raw materials used are so outrageous that you can't believe it.
就是一个打孔的铁盘子。
A metal plate with holes.
一个灯泡。
A light bulb.
再加几块玻璃。
Add a few more pieces of glass.
贝尔德先在铁盘子上按螺旋线钻了30个小孔。
Belder first drilled 30 small holes on the iron plate.
拍摄的时候
When shooting,
他让被拍的人坐在铁盘子前面。
He made the person who was photographed sit in front of a metal plate.
用电机带动盘子高速旋转。
Use a motor to drive a disc to rotate at high speed.
每一个小孔转过来的瞬间都会透过一束光线。
As soon as each hole turns, a beam of light will pass through it.
因为孔是螺旋排列的，第一个孔。
Because the hole is the first hole in a spiral arrangement.
扫的是画面最上面那一行，第二个孔扫稍低的一行，第三个孔再低一点。
The third hole is slightly lower than the first hole at the top of the screen.
以此类推，盘子转一圈，三十个孔。
In this way, the plate rotates once with 30 holes.
就把整个画面从上到下扫了一遍。
Scan the entire screen from top to bottom.
每个孔透进来的光都会照到一种叫光电管的元件上。
Each hole allows light to fall on a component called the photoelectric tube.
光电管有个特性。
The photoelectric tube has a characteristic.
光越强，产生的电流就越大。
The brighter the light, the greater the current generated.
所以整个画面的亮度变化就被转换成了忽强忽弱的电流信号。
Therefore, the changes in the brightness of the entire scene are converted into alternating current signals.
这个信号通过电线或无线电波传出去。
The signal is transmitted through wires or radio waves.
到了接收端。
Upon reaching the receiving end,
在反向运作，电流信号。
In reverse operation, current signal.
控制灯泡亮度，灯泡的光。
Control the brightness of the light bulb, the light of the light bulb.
透过另一个同转速的铁盘子。
Through another iron disc.With the same speed,
就在玻璃屏幕上画出了原本的画面。
He drew the original picture again on the glass screen.
因为人眼有视觉暂留。
Because the human eye has visual persistence.
所以看到的就是一幅完整的图像。
Therefore, what you see is a complete picture.
为了让画面呈现彩色。
To make the image colorful.
贝尔德的做法更绝。
Felder's approach is even more extreme.
他把铁盘子上的孔分成了三组。
He divided the holes on the iron plate into three groups.
第一组孔前盖红色滤镜。
First group of front cover red filter.
第二组盖绿色。
Group two paint green.
第三组盖蓝色，盘子转一圈。
The third group turns the blue plate once.
就相当于用红
It's like using red,
绿
green,
蓝三种光分别扫描了一遍
blue, three lights scanned,
画面接收端同步还原
receive and synchronize the display,
这三组信号人眼会自动把它们叠加成一幅彩色画面
These three sets of signals automatically combine them into a color image. 1928,
当贝尔德公开演示时
When Bell demonstrated,
屏幕上出现了一篮鲜艳的草莓和几朵彩色的花
A row of bright strawberries and a few colorful flowers appeared on the screen.
所有人都震惊了
Everyone was shocked.
草莓的红，叶子的绿，鲜艳的不像话
The red leaves of the strawberries are so vibrant.
这是人类历史上第一次看到远距离传输的彩色画面。
This is the first time in human history that we have seen a color image transmitted over a long distance.
但这台彩电有个致命。
This TV has a fatal flaw.
硬伤。
Serious.
分辨率只有15行。
Resolution is only 15 lines.
你能想象15行像素有多模糊吗
Can you imagine how blurry 15 pixels can be?
把一张图切成15条横线
Cut a picture into 15 horizontal lines.
就是它的画质
It's the picture quality.
而且帧率只有每秒
In addition, the frame rate is only per second.
五帧，画面卡得跟 PPT 一样
Five frames of animation are similar to PPT.
想让画面变清晰。
I want to make the picture clearer.
期就得把铁盘子做得更大，孔更多。
And you have to make the iron pots bigger and have more holes.
转得更快。
Faster.
和铁盘子再大也大。
No matter how big the iron pan is, it's still big.
不过。
However.
电视机本身高转速下。
Under a high speed operation of a television.
还会剧烈抖动。
It also shakes violently.
机械彩电彻底走进了死胡同。
Mechanical televisions have completely gone astray.
就在所有人以为彩电没戏时，
Just when everyone thought that the TV industry was doomed,
一场电子革命悄悄来了。
A quiet revolution in electronics has arrived.
早在19世纪，
As early as the 19th century,
德国物理学家就发现
A German physicist has discovered that
把玻璃管里的空气抽干再通电，管子会发光。
When air is sucked out of a glass container and then a tube is connected, it will light up.
而且光点能被磁铁控制方向。
In addition, the light spots can be controlled by magnets.
科学家后来才搞明白。
Scientists later realized that
这是电子在飞行中撞击管壁产生的光。
This is the light produced when an electron collides with the pipe wall during flight.
这就是英吉射线管的原理。
This is the principle of the English-made ray tube.
也就是我们常说的 CRT.
That is what we often call CRT.
到了30年代。
In the 1930s.
科学家用 CRT 造出了电子电视。
Scientists created an electronic television using CRT.
画面清晰度直接秒杀贝尔德的铁盘子电视。
The picture clarity directly crushes Bell's iron plate TV.
机械电视。
Mechanical television.
从此彻底退出历史舞台。
Completely exit the top five historical rankings.
有了 CRT, 电视
With CRT TV,
终于摆脱了蠢笨的铁圆盘
Finally escaped the stupid iron disc.
可新问题又来了
Unfortunately, the problem has returned.
怎么给 CRT 电视加上颜色
How to color a CRT TV?
美国无线电公司第一个想出办法
The first company in the United States to come up with the idea was
用棱镜把光线拆成红绿
Use a prism to split light into red and green
蓝三色
Blue and green
分别用三台摄像机拍摄
Filmed with three cameras
再在电视里用三台 CRT 同时播放
Then use three CRT TVs simultaneously on the TV
最后用镜头把三个画面叠在一起
Finally, use the camera to overlay the three images.
拼出彩色画面。
Create colorful scenes.
听起来很聪明吧。
That sounds smart.
可这个方案有三个致命缺陷。
However, this plan has three fatal flaws.
第一，三台摄像机同步拍摄，画面根本对不齐。
The first three cameras were not synchronized.So the footage was not aligned.
稍微偏一点就是重影。
A little bit more, and it's a remake.
第二。
Second.
三台 CRT 加复杂光学系统。
Three CRT with complex optical system.
电视价格直接翻三倍。
The price of TVs has tripled.
第三。
Third.
也是最要命的，这种彩电。
This is the most important type of display.
用三路独立信号和黑白电视完全不兼容。
Three-way independent signals and black and white televisions are completely incompatible.
而且美国联邦通信委员会规定。
In addition, the Federal Communications Commission FCC has stipulated that
每个电视频道只能占6兆赫兹带宽。
Each television channel can occupy a bandwidth of 6 megahertz.
这点带宽只能传输黑白或者彩色。
This bandwidth can only transmit black and white or color.
其中一种信号，可美国无线电公司清楚放弃黑白电视。
One signal is that the American radio company has clearly abandoned black and white television.
就是站在用户的对立面。
It stands in opposition to the user.
所以立马改变战略。
So immediately change the strategy.
死磕兼容。
Mastering compatibility.
非要把彩色信号塞进这六兆赫兹的黑白带宽里。
Instead of trying to cram all the color signals into this 6 megahertz black and white bandwidth,
让黑白和彩色电视可以共存。
To allow black and white and color televisions to coexist.
就在这时，
Just then,
哥伦比亚广播公司看准机会，采用旋转滤镜方案。
Jilan by the Buong Bogong Si Kan Chen Jai Hui Kai Yong Xuan Juan LV Jing Fan and
走了一条不一样的技术路线。
We took a different technological path.
他们在 CRT 电视前加了一个电机带动的彩色轮盘。
They added a motor-driven color wheel to the CRT television.
红绿蓝三个滤镜轮流挡在屏幕前。
Red.Green and blue filters alternate in front of the screen.
摄像端也一样。
The camera end is also the same.
用同款高速旋转的滤镜轮。
Using the same high-speed rotating filter wheel.
红绿蓝轮流拍摄，按顺序传输红帧。
Red, green, and blue frames are transmitted in sequence according to the order of red, green, and blue.
绿帧
Green frame
蓝帧接收端的滤镜轮同步转动
Blue frame receivers filter wheel rotation.
红信号到的时候
When the red signal comes
刚好红滤镜挡在屏幕前
The red filter is right in front of the screen.
绿信号到的时候
When the green light comes on,
绿滤镜挡在屏幕前
Green filter in front of the screen.
观众看到的就是完整的彩色画面
The audience sees the complete colorful picture.
这个方案的画质非常惊艳
The picture quality of this scheme is very stunning.
色彩饱和度是美国无线电公司方案的两倍。
Color saturation is a signal from the American radio company.
而且是单路信号，带宽。
And it's a single channel bandwidth signal.
正好压进六兆。
Exactly 6 million.
赫兹，技术上完全达标。
Fully meet the Hertz technology standards.
哥伦比亚广播公司也因此在1950年赢得了美国联邦通信委员会的认证。
As a result, CBS also won the certification from the Federal Communications Commission in 1950.
成为美国官方的彩电标准和戏剧性的反转瞬间就来了。
The official standard of American televisions and the dramatic moment of reversal came.
哥伦比亚广播公司的彩电一上市
When the Columbia Broadcasting Company's television was first released,
全美国黑白电视用户直接炸锅。
American black and white TV users are furious.
他们发现，只要哥伦比亚广播公司播彩色节目
，They found that as long as CBS aired color programs,
自家电视立马变满屏雪花。
My TV suddenly turned into a full screen of snowflakes.
因为他们的彩电是按彩色专用信号设计的。
Because their televisions were designed to use color-specific signals.
跟黑白电视机的信号格式完全不一样。
It's completely different from the signal format of black and white televisions.
电视台一旦开始播彩色节目，占用的频道就变成了黑白。
Once the TV channel starts broadcasting in color, the channel it occupies becomes black and white.
电视读不懂的信号，只能显示满屏雪花。
The TV can only display a full screen of snow because it cannot perceive the signal.
而此时的美国家庭已经拥有500万台黑白电视机。
At this time, American families already have 5 million black and white televisions.
让所有人扔掉旧电视。
Let everyone throw away their old TVs.
花一辆轿车的钱换彩电。
Spend a car's worth of money on electronics.
根本不可能，花大价钱买的电视。
It's impossible to buy a TV for a high price.
突然用不了，全美国几百万用户瞬间暴怒。
Suddenly, millions of users across the United States were unable to use the service, causing widespread outrage.
国会议员出面施压。
Members of Congress intervened.
军方也介入了。
The military also intervened.
因为军方也在用同款信号传输技术。
Because the military is also using the same signal transmission technology.
最终
Finally,
美国政府直接出手，叫停了哥伦比亚广播公司的彩电生产。
The U.S. government directly intervened to halt CBS's television production.
这也是美国历史上极少有的政府主动叫停合法商品的案例。
This is also a rare case in American history where the government has actively halted the sale of legal goods.
哥伦比亚广播公司倒下的那一刻。
When CNN collapsed,
美国无线电公司就拿出了他们憋了好几年的大招。
The American Wireless Company has finally unveiled their long-awaited masterpiece.
这一次
This time,
他们不再用三台 CRT.
They no longer use three CRT monitors.
也不用三路独立信号。
No need for three independent signals.
而是提出了一个在当时所有专家看来都不可能的方案。
Instead, he proposed a plan that was considered impossible by all experts at the time.
用一路信号，同时传递黑白和彩色。
To transmit both black and white and color signals simultaneously using a single signal.
还不增加任何带宽，工程师的天才之处。
There is still no place for talented bandwidth engineers.
就在这里。
Right here.
他们想明白了一件事。
They realized one thing.
人眼对亮度敏感。
Humans are sensitive to brightness.
对颜色不敏感。
Color blindness.
也就是说，画面的明暗轮廓远远比颜色重要。
In other words, the light and dark outlines in the picture are much more important than the colors.
基于这个发现
Based on this discovery,
他们把红绿蓝三路信号做了重新组合。
They reconfigured the red, green, and blue three-way signal.
按照固定的数学公式
According to the fixed mathematical formula,
把红绿蓝按比例相加。
Add red, green, and blue in proportion.
得到一路亮度信号。
Get the brightness signal.
这路信号就是画面的明暗轮廓。
This is a signal that the brightness of the image is important.
也就是传统黑白电视能看懂的信号。
That is the signal that traditional black and white TVs can understand.
再用另一组公式，用红减去亮度。
Use another set of formulas to subtract the brightness from the red.
蓝减去亮度，得到两路色差信号。
Subtract blue from brightness to get two color difference signals.
这两路信号只负责告诉电视。
These two signals are only responsible for telling the TV.
每个点到底是偏红还是偏蓝。
Is each point leaning towards red or leaning towards blue?
这样一来
That's how it works.
三路彩色信号就被拆成了
The three color signals were split into
一路亮度加两路色差
Brightness plus two color differences.
接下来就是最神的一步
The next step is the most amazing one.
工程师发现黑白信号在频谱上。
Engineers found that the black and white signals were on the spectrum.
其实有很多空闲的缝隙没用上。
In fact, there are many unused gaps.
于是他们把两路色差信号调制到 3.57 兆赫兹的负载波上。
Then they modulated the two color difference signals onto a 57.7 megahertz carrier wave.
把这个负载波像藏密码一样。
Hide this load wave like a secret code.
塞进亮度信号的频谱缝隙里。
Stuffing the spectral gaps in the brightness signal.
黑白电视机收到信号后。
After receiving a signal, the black and white television
直接把高频部分当成噪声过滤掉。
Directly filter out the high frequency components as noise.
只读亮度信号。
Read only the brightness signal.
看到的就是正常的黑白画面。
The only thing I saw was a normal black and white image.
而彩色电视机里装了专门的解码器。
And the color TV set is equipped with a dedicated decoder.
能识别出 3.57 兆赫兹的负载波，把藏在里面的两路色差信号提取出来。
It can identify a 57.7 megahertz load wave and extract two color difference signals hidden within it.
再用公式反推回红绿蓝三路信号。
Revert to the red, green, and blue three-way signal using the formula.
驱动彩电里的三支电子枪。
Drive the three electronic guns in the projector.
画出完整的彩色画面。
Draw a complete colorful picture.
这简直就是魔法，同一段信号。
This is simply magic, a single signal.
黑白电视看黑白，彩电看彩色，完美兼容。
Black and white TV can be perfectly compatible with black and white TV and color TV.
一点。
A little.
不占额外带宽。
Do not consume additional bandwidth.
这个方案就是大名鼎鼎的 NTSC 制式。
This scheme is the well-known NTSC standard.
1953年正式确定。
Officially determined in 1953,
一直用到21世纪初。
From the early 21st century,
整整沿用了60年。
Used for a full 60 years.
可就算技术难题解决了，
Even if the technical difficulties are solved,
彩电普及也没那么快。
The popularity of TVs won't happen so quickly.
从1953年 NTSC 制式落地到彩电数量反超。
From 1953, when NTSC standard was implemented, to the time when the number of color televisions exceeded that of black and white televisions.
黑白电视又花了整整20年。
Black and white television has been around for over 20 years.
直到20世纪70年代初。
Until the early 1970s,
美国家庭的彩电才真正多过黑白电视，中间整整隔了一代人。
In American households, color TVs have surpassed black and white TVs by a full generation.
现在回头看
，Looking back now,
彩电的发展史根本不是单纯的技术比拼。
The development history of the TV industry is not simply a matter of technological competition,
而是一场关于利益、博弈和妥协的较量。
It is a game of bargaining and compromise.
技术最好的一方输了。
The best side in technology lost.
因为他忽略了几百万普通用户。
Because he found a few million ordinary users.
技术不是最顶尖的一方赢了。
Technology is not the most advanced.
因为他找到了所有人都能接受的方案，关注我，带你看遍这神奇的世界。
Because he found a solution that everyone could accept. Follow me to explore this wonderful world.